Blog Talk Radio.
Never. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Believe that.
Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. At night I watch the sky, I take another breath, I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucking left. Just me and you evading enemies, let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly, was once a little dust kicker, now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail, sending me mail, heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place, the same faces, supposed to always hate our foes. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shitting crocodile tears just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me.
Don't
my enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you.
BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with the Z. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard the show before, and for those of you who are going to be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, along with my co-host, Mr. Ricky Williams. We live vicariously through you. We're broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Because of you, ladies and gentlemen, callers, the bloggers, the listeners, and the learners, our show just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight, Rick, won't be any different. This is going to be a hot one because we have just been on a terror. This has been a great year, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're ending 2010. On a win.
Yeah.
Everything's been positive. Some great shows, some hot topics. Happy holidays to everybody out there joining
Definitely.
In the festive season
Definitely.
For Kwanzaa, Christmas, bar mitzvahs, and mazel tovs, and everything that you do in your celebration.
Right.
Birthdays and whatnot. This is the time of the year to celebrate.
Mm.
Celebrate life, celebrate enjoyment. Dallas, Texas, it's been wonderful. Our weekend shows have been out of control.
Right.
If you know anything about Dallas, Texas, then you know Brooklyn's Jazz Cafe is where to be.
Right.
We did an awesome show last weekend, man, and the crowd was loving it. We've got to go back. In fact, we are going back, starting off the new year with a hot one, man.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had spoken word artist Miss Tosh Ishe rock the house, bro.
Rock the house.
She did her thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this young lady, go to the page at on our Facebook page and just you'll see her. Take a little Tosh Ishe, she breaks down some of her spoken word artistry. Phenomenal.
Great.
Absolutely phenomenal, Rick.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We had other people chime in. We had Miss Emily come and do a piece.
Oh, yeah.
And the topic that we talked about, we're not going to tell you about this. If you want to learn more about that, just follow us at howwasyourweekend.com and also follow us on Facebook. For our family watching us live on justin.tv/howwasyourweekend, I want to say hello and welcome also. This is going to be an awesome show. We get down, we get loose,
yeah,
and we come real. So I want to say welcome everyone tonight as we get the show jumping. Tonight's topic, as we kick off with the real deal, we got 10 reasons before we kick off and let everybody know they're signs. You got to watch, you got to pay attention. For all of you all who are in a serious relationship or you're just starting the dating phase or things are kind of on the teeter-totter, and you really don't know where your relationship is headed, we're here to help you tonight. This is our Christmas gift to you. We're going to share 10 gifts and 10 items as we talk about 10 signs, the top 10 signs that your friends are damaging your relationship. Rick, this is going to be a hot show tonight, man.
Man, looky here. Let's get it started. That's all I got to say about this show tonight because, again, a lot of people need to recognize this. Just because they smile in your face does not make them your friend. That's some real stuff. My mama told me that a long time ago.
Mm.
Just because it glitter don't make it go. I'm trying to tell you right now. If you got a friend, a true friend is not a motherfucking yes man
right.
or a yes girl. So we're going to get down to it, man. We're about to talk about it tonight, brother.
Well, let's get to the funk, ladies and gentlemen. We got 10 reasons and 80-some-odd minutes to get to the gusto. Man, count your clock down backwards, ladies and gentlemen, for the call-in number again. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Once you get on the line, press option 1 if you want to chime in. Just sit tight and listen because we might put something in your ear that you may or may not be ready for.
Right.
So if you got your children listening and the young folks listening, you might pay attention or go ahead and go to bed because it's about to get real right now.
Put your children to bed. This is about you cracking a bottle of wine open tonight and having a good time with us. This is the online happy hour. And we're going to give it to them straight like that. No chase.
All right.
I promise you.
So let's do it, y'all. Rick, the number 10 reason, as we break it down, is if your friend is going through some tough times, you may find yourself feeling emotional heaviness. You want to lay everything on your friend and get him involved in your business and be like, you know what? Girl, he just don't understand sometimes. I don't know why he just don't understand me or he don't be feeling me. Or the men are coming reaching out, man, she tripping, dog. You know what I'm saying? I come home sometime, take my shoes off and leave them right there in the floor. She act like I'm supposed to pick them up. People are catching on to that. And your girl is fine. Are you messing up? Oh, player, slow down. There could be some damage you don't even know about. Because guess what? You get somebody that's a G that's going to slide in there and see the reaction and everything negative that you bring up front. It's really a sign that there's an issue going on.
Right.
That's the thing that they're going to focus in on. Because whatever you talk about the most, and you focus in on that one particular thing, trust and believe they're watching that thing so they have something to slide in, talk about.
Ammunition.
Big time.
Basically, you giving them ammunition, kill you and jump in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Times out of 10, I'm like, yo, Brown, this is going on. Wait, me and my girl, she don't do this. She don't do this.
Really?
She don't do this.
Okay.
She don't do this. And now I'm out of town. Now y'all real cool.
Well, guess what? A dirty, sneaky, nasty, filthy gonna come right in and tiptoe and say, guess what? Well, I know sometimes it can be hard for you to do this, that.
Right.
If, would you like a little help? I know he gone. That's my boy. We look out after each other.
Right.
You know. Watch it. Pay attention.
For real.
You never know. I know the callers are going to chime in on that particular topic, man. But before we even hit them with that one, dog, I think we need to hit number 9.
He or she is bonding with your mate aside from you, building their own personal relationship.
Heard.
Now, that right there.
Heard.
When I tell you about an argument, you jump on my girl's side, not me.
Wow.
Y'all go shopping. Or if I got a problem, I call your girl. You know what I'm saying? That tends to happen. Like, you know what? You cooler now, and I've been friends with you since third grade. But I feel you. But I feel him a little bit more.
Mm.
I understand him, girl. Watch them women who always understand where your man is coming from. Please watch that. If she always understand where the hell he coming from, or I went to the movies and I know you was out of town, so I called your girl. We went to go hang out in the kitchen.
Sounds like. We had a small technical difficulty, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say welcome back to the online happy hour.
Right.
This has been an intense topic we're talking about. The top 10 signs that your friends are damaging your relationship. So I want our callers to stay tuned. We're back in biz. Sometimes you got to kick the bugs out a little bit, but keep the party going.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kind of reiterate on the topic of number 2 before we move on, in case you all may have missed that. Number 2, he or she is bonding with your mate aside from you, kind of building their own friendship and relationship. So I gave a small scenario of a friend of mine that I had been pretty cool with. We just kind of give everybody an idea of what's going on. But sometimes when you're building your own relationship with somebody else, like if you're cool, you and your friend are cool, y'all been cool for years, and all of a sudden
you kind of checking out the other, the person that they're dating.
Yeah.
And now y'all trying to build a relationship with them because is it something that you're looking for? You're trying to take this somewhere? Why all of a sudden you're making friends at the age of 29, 30, and 31?
You're supposed to grow up with your friends, pledge with your friends, get pledged by your friends, make friends in college.
Yeah. Make friends and be married.
Yeah. But not now, you know. I need a brand new friend, you know what I'm saying?
The established relationship is already put in place. So now you're going to build a new relationship with somebody else that already has an existing relationship with your friend.
Right.
Really? For what reason?
Because
they
got
to hook up on Mavericks tickets?
They lonely. Let's just be honest. They are lonely. The dude, the guy, we go hang out. And you got a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hanging out with you now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm cool with you. You my boy from college.
Taking Makia come out and play?
Yeah, basically. Can she come out and hang out? Rick, I know you gone, so I'm just going to hang out with her. Well, when I get back, man, you going to talk about that one. Now, you don't be hanging out with my girl if I'm gone or not. I'm your friend.
You foolish mortal.
Right. You are trying to beat my girl back in on the low-low, and you going to say it in my face?
It ain't even like that, dog. It ain't even like that. It ain't even like that.
You got the wrong stuff.
She cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She just cool.
Right.
Man, I came over y'all house that time, and y'all had made, she had made this toast, right?
Right, some good toast.
And this toast was off the chain, man. Ain't no, the way she put that butter on there, man. I ain't never been cool with nobody put that butter on their toast like that. I just went, when I tasted that toast and I had that butter, I knew she was cool with people.
Right. So
I had to be a part of that relationship, man.
So I'm going to call and talk with her. Let me tell you.
But you know what? I ain't going to be like no average cat. I'm going to come with my own bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm
going to come with my own bread. That way it don't look like I'm being funny.
Or if you get into an argument, you're like, hey, but what about her feelings, though?
You know
what I'm talking about, the way she was thinking? Like, oh, so you want to bone my girl, basically, is what you said. Understand, people, if your homegirl, if your girl got a dude, okay, no, let's just be real, because, you know, they got a lot of cats, don't understand this game.
Right.
Or your homeboy is getting extra cool with your girl, you at work, and, you know, she needs something, and she call him, say, man, they fucking. I can't put it no other way.
Wow.
That's what it is. Because guess what? She can't call. She call Roto-Rooter, homeboy. Call a tow truck or some shit if you motherfucking stuck somewhere.
But even if they wanted, if y'all just needed something picked up from Walmart, and they know y'all live by Walmart, the kind that's clean, don't have all them folks up in there all kinds of night.
Yeah.
Man, that wouldn't be cool.
Hell no.
Ladies and gentlemen, what y'all think about that? Do you think you can be cool with your friend's significant other?
Y'all
is that possible? That y'all go kick it? Y'all go to the movies? Y'all eat pizza together?
A lot of people are going to be afraid to call in because now we didn't put it on their
mind. This is Real Talk Radio. This is Real Talk Blog, baby. We get down like bad stock on this show. Let's just keep it real. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're going fed tonight on the topic, the top 10 signs that your friend is damaging your relationship. I know the blog is out of control at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. I know they seeing us looking good, smelling good, and shining up on here on justin.tv/howwasyourweekend. The show is out of control, Rick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Moving on to number 3. Let's hit it, man.
You confide in her or him about your weaknesses.
Man, look, it's just some things going on right now, and you know, don't tell nobody. I'm just gonna keep this between you because I trust you and all. Right.
Right.
See, you know, my girl, she really. I'm just gonna go on and tell you, dog. She got like an extra breast, and she missing a toe. It's hereditary in her family, but you know what I'm saying? It's just some things going on with her that I just don't really know how to handle at times, and I want to see if there's something I could do, man. I mean, we done been to counseling, and we've been to church. And, you know, sometimes we went to the doctor to go see about it, man. I just don't know what to do.
Say, dog, I'm your boy. Let me go talk to her about it.
Right.
Let me go talk to her about it. Guess the fuck what? If he is not a professional in that field, tell him to stay the fuck away from your girl. Because guess the fuck what? There is a Judas in everybody's camp. I'm going to be 100% fucking honest with them. There's a Judas in everybody's camp. So therefore, that person who's that interested in your relationship like that, oh, well, let me speak with her and let me do this. Guess the motherfuck what?
You can bring over some sandals that have places for four toes in the shoe because I was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes it could be tight, but I'll be looking out. You know what I'm saying? I'll be looking out.
What about this? You know, I think this looks sexy. I hope I'm not stepping over the line when I say that you're sexy, but this will look nice, you
this
know.
This will look good on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what my boy likes.
Yeah, I know what my boy likes.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. That's bullshit. Let's just be honest. And guess what, fellas? Sometimes you got to tell your motherfucking girl, hey, hold the hell on. I'm your motherfucking friend. Because I run into females all the time like, oh, that's just my friend. Yeah, okay, well, guess what? This bitch that I'm fucking, or I used to fuck, she my friend too.
Anytime.
Get for real.
I need to walk backwards.
Guess what I'm walking to? Because guess what? As you know why I say bitch? It's because she thinking, oh, that bitch your friend?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what we thinking? Oh, that motherfucker your friend?
Mm-hmm.
So understand the truth about this, man. We going to talk about this tonight because I am so sick and tired of the friend, that broken motherfucker or that dude who just come in. Oh, we just cool. Ain't no just cool. Look, if you're a homosexual and you know that he's homosexual, he could be your girlfriend. But if you straight-laced and you like cats, you ain't being my girlfriend. She cut them all off. Damn that.
It's a damaging situation.
I could go to jail over that shit. You ain't going to just be my girlfriend.
It's bad news. If you don't have enough strength and enough confidence to communicate in your own household about your situations and your insecurities to that person, then that's really not a strong relationship. Y'all know it. You see it. But you still want to reach out to somebody else.
Of the opposite sex.
Of the opposite sex to confirm the foolishness in your head. No, it doesn't work that way.
They all want the draws. Let's just keep it 100.
Yeah.
Let's just keep, look, guess what? That's the dick and pussy in the bottle. If my homegirl, I just got a homegirl, every time something go on, I call my homegirl. Or every time something goes wrong, she call her homeboy. I just need a male opinion, and I just need a female opinion. Only thing you doing is like, you know what? I need some extra dick, and I'm setting this shit up down the line. So when I come back with more complaints, you're going to feel sorry for me. And then all of a sudden, I think we're going to break up. Well, here goes some dick, and here goes some pussy to make you feel a little better.
Sad.
That's the only thing it is. Ain't nothing else.
It's sad.
Why you got to tell another dude about what's going on in my house, and why do I have to tell another female about what's going on? We are trying to keep it to where we can beat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We trying to keep that pussy and dick on the string. There's no other reason. Because if I'm in a relationship with you, you need to tell me what the fuck going on. I need to tell you what the fuck going on.
Because some people always want to reach out to somebody else for confirmation, when it's really that other person you need to be talking to from the beginning.
Right.
It's crazy, man. The blog is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. I'm reading what's going on. The bloggers are tripping me out, Rick.
Right. I just understand that it's some full of shit type shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being 100 tonight. And being 100 tonight is, guess what? If you going to line up some dick, tell me in the beginning.
Uh-oh.
Don't just sit up here and play me like this is my homeboy. This is my friend, and he ain't going to ever try to get no pussy. Name one dude who ain't going to want no pussy. A gay dude, but that's it. Name a chick that's always in my face that don't want no dick. Oh, we just platonic friends. That's a bullshit lie, and I should never go back and tell LeBron what's going on in my house.
You should never tell no dude what's going on in your goddamn house. That's liable to get you cut. Let's be real here, man. That's liable to get you stabbed in the motherfucking neck.
Ladies and gentlemen, the topic is off the chain tonight. The top 10 signs that your friends are damaging your relationship.
Right.
Log room, talk to us. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, justin.tv/howwasyourweekend. Watch
right.
us live and join the chat room over there. We can always go to the phone line and you can log in, listen, and learn. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Before I get to this phone line, Rick,
yeah,
I got to talk about topic backing them up, number six.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something that I just don't even really understand, because it's a lot of people out there that tend to do this, and I think this is just the most foolish thing since popping popcorn in the freezer.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Breaking it down like this, he or she wants to contact you to talk about your relationship with their friend because they're concerned about your relationship.
I'm concerned about you, girl. Well, I'm concerned about you. You've been my homeboy ever since the sixth grade. Only thing, let me break that down when a woman tells you that. She's like, I'm willing to fuck and be in a relationship with you. I didn't have the courage to tell you when I was younger, but now I'm strong enough to tell you, and vice versa. So we're going to break down just that part. I'm concerned about you. I'm worried about you. Tell me what's going on. You know what? Something seemed wrong. Like,
no.
Hold on. We don't even know each. I ain't talked to you in a minute.
Her.
You know what? I know you. I've been knowing you longer than she has, so therefore, I know what the fuck is going on
you
with you.
Me.
And I know you ain't talked to me in like 3 years, but I still feel. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real with that shit. It's like, are you serious? Okay, and then guess what? The dude gonna be like, yeah, you know what? I can confide in you because on the slick in the back of my mind, if I say the right or wrong thing, I get some side ass, because now if I'm having an argument with my main chick, I can go stick my side chick. So I can't, let me tell you what's going on, man. Can you believe this bro did that, did the other?
Mm.
And what the lonely chick who needs some dick gonna be like, really? Why don't you come over here and talk to me about, you want me to whoop that bitch ass? And vice versa, you want me to go talk to that dude? Which, you know, trying
right.
to say that, I'm a real man. You need to be sucking my dick. You know what I'm saying? For real. Come on, man.
And you know what? You'll have some men that want to slide in on the slick. Let me talk to you, sweetheart. Now, you don't know my boy like I know my boy.
Right.
Now, this is what y'all need to do. How's everything going? Are you cooking for him? Are you doing all the right things you do in the bedroom? Are you doing all those right things? Because I know what my boy likes. Are you freaking him?
Right.
What you doing? Are you so tell me what y'all do on the weekend? You know, trying to get in. Because bottom line, what he's doing is he's trying to find out your intimacy level.
Right.
He's really trying to backdoor and see who you are. Because if he finds out who you really are and you open up to this person, that's his boy. He gonna find the reason. Hey, dog, you know what I'm saying? I heard your girl been kicking it with such and such, name drop real quick.
So you
can end that relationship.
You need to leave that, bro. You need to leave her quick.
Yeah.
So he could go to the back, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you feel so sorry. Let me come talk to you. Let me console
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and guess what? Ladies on the slick, what he's going to do to his boy, hey, man, you know what I mean? Because y'all, man, you know, bro, it is what it is, man. Bitches ain't shit.
Right.
So was you, y'all cool?
Y'all cool.
So is it all right if I, you know what I'm saying? Is it all right if I, you know, I know y'all ain't cool with him. I'm going to come out at you because she kind of came at me.
No, she tried to holler at me at the barbecue last
year. But I'm
year.
Just saying. Yeah.
That's not your friend, peeps, if they always asking about your motherfucking girl or your motherfucking man. Let's just be that. Look, you know, and your friends are the slickest ones because they know every iota that happens in your relationship.
Right.
They know everything, and you go back and you tell them everything, and guess what? I'm sorry. I know women for a fact will quickly bone your man.
Is he telling the truth, ladies?
Quickly.
Fellas, are we keeping it real? A hush fell over Jerusalem because they know. You can't deny this. It's the truth. I need to see what's going on in the blog, man. The blog room is sick with it.
The blog room is responsive, man. I know they tell me they doing something crazy in there. My phone keeps texting me like, man, y'all off the chain. Y'all out of control. They keeping it real. I know we are.
Man.
And that's just what y'all deserve. Real talk radio, baby. This is out of control. It's out of control. We almost halfway through with the topics, but we just got to reiterate the topic. So, people, for those of you who are just now joining the show and the topic on Justin TV and also joining into the blog as well because the phone lines are starting to pick up also a little bit, it's the top 10 signs that your friend is damaging your relationship.
Okay, we have Stephanie Douglas. She typed in the blog, I don't have a problem with men. It's these damn sexually confused chicks that killed me. I got a man, ..
Yeah, they got a man, but I think what she's saying is they got a man, but they still want your man. That's what's going on, is they're still reaching out for more. They're trying to prove they're the baddest bitch on the block.
Mm.
Really? There's only one Lil' Kim. There's only one Vanessa Del Rio. That ain't the record you want, baby.
No.
Mm-mm.
At all. At all.
See, it ain't cool to be stretched out like that road between Fort Worth and Dallas. No curves. Straight flat. That ain't cool. That ain't the look you want. Now, if you feel you got to prove that you the baddest by taking your man and somebody else's man, well, baby, you need to change your game plan to run another play. Because that ain't the way, that ain't how you do it. Especially if you have, most of the people who listen to this show have children. And if you're really trying to set a strong role model example for your children, you may want to come up off that pillow, you know what I'm saying, face first, face down in it, representing the wrong position of what a strong woman should look like. So that's just keeping it 100 on my end, because I'm swinging to the fences on this one. Control yourself. If it takes, I don't know, another man, another female's man to justify how strong you are as a woman, your game is all twisted up, sweetheart.
Okay, well, I beg to differ. If you want to be that sleazy, my phone number is 777-9311.
See, those are the things that really, in turn, honestly, it really gets your ass whipped. Those are the kind of things that fights start out. People end up in a ruckus.
Yeah.
People end up breaking things in their own house, on somebody else's face. It gets out of control. Now, usually in most cases, I would tell you that ass whip usually stands for, Andy says, stop smoking weed in public places. But on the real, an ass whoop is just generally when you get your ass whooped for doing stupid things to people, especially people that you're close to, that you're hurting.
Right.
No. It's the wrong thing. You listen to the wrong music. You behaving in the wrong manner. That's crazy thought.
Man, if you want a threesome, just ask. Because motherfuckers go through all the wrong channels, dog. Let's just be real. You going to try to backdoor me? Look, fuck this. Here goes a story. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me in college.
In band camp, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, I'm dating this girl from Chicago. I'm dating this young lady from Chicago, and it was all good. And I was friends with this guy who was also from Chicago.
Did they percolate?
They was percolating. It's time for the percolate. Right? So,
I'm tripping.
Me and this guy took biology together, and I was with her. Right? So, now he's trying to be my friend. He wanted to pledge the fraternity that I pledged. And he tried to be all cool with me. You know the story, but I got to tell everybody else. And I hope you're listening. And this young man was like, well, you know, I'm going to Chicago. You know, your girl can catch a ride with me.
Mm.
So, you know, at first I was like, okay, cool. You cool, y'all going to the same spot, it's all good. You know, you already told me about your baby mama at home, so, you know, in my mind, I'm not thinking anything. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So when they come back from Chicago, they are now an item.
Mm.
So I'm like, dude, I talked to him. I was like, dude, if you wanted her, you could have had her on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I was busy with my other women. So it asked me out of respect. So he didn't know this. And if he's listening tonight, there was this one night when she was supposed to go and see him. I had relations with her and ejaculated in her mouth and made her go kiss him. Because you don't fuck over your friends like that. That's the moral to the story. I'm just saying, half my kids, I got two halves of kids, both of them in Chicago. One by a man and one by a woman. I'm not gay, but I'm just saying he swallowed a nut from another woman. I still care for you guys. The point of the matter is, you don't tell people your business. Homeboy, homegirl. Because if it's the homeboy may want to backdoor you. If it's the homegirl, baby, understand he's fucking her in the first place, so she about to get it. I just want to put that story out. If he's ever listening in Chicago, what's happening? How both of y'all doing? They're married with kids. I just want to let you know what your wife did to you beforehand. But I still love you.
And Chicago was listening. I know they listen to us in Chicago. Man.
Right, right.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. And real talk, because there are some people that try to come and backdoor to be sneaky and be undermined because they want to play the game.
Right.
They want to come out on top. But you know what? There's the 10 o'clock news. These are stories and situations where people end up shot, dead, and killed because you're putting yourself in a situation just for sex, just for the thrill of the chase.
Right.
Homeboy.
Oh, I can't. It's something that you can't get. That's what you go after.
Right. It's not yours, so I want to conquer somebody else's.
All the ass you can get in the world.
Does it mean that much to you? Are you really willing to risk your life? Not only that, but the way that a lot of people are carrying a lot of STDs and not saying anything nowadays.
Right.
You really want to put yourself in that situation? So you're going to risk messing up your girl at home to go out and be with somebody else's girl, mess around and catch something, and now you stuck.
I know
now you go out there with your lady and your wife and explain to her, hey, you got an STD.
I have another story about this. There's multiple stories that goes on with this topic because guess what? It ends fucked up. I got multiple stories of what the hell happened on you trying to be cool with somebody. Somebody's trying to be cool with you, and they just want to fuck. Look, man, tell me up front. Your girl fine, I want to hit it. Your dude sexy, I want to fuck him. Because guess what? Go backdooring somebody. When you say I'm your friend, I don't think people understand the definition of a friend. A friend is not the person who's going to do some bullshit like that. Your girl could be Halle Berry.
Right.
I've been cool with you for 15 years. I may smash your girl for an hour, but I don't think an hour is worth 15 years of a fucking friendship. That's bullshit. And motherfuckers is throwing a friendship away over some bullshit. I had a homegirl who just caught her best friend fucking her man.
Word?
Just caught it. Put it on Facebook. Can't say no names. But the shit just happened, fool. Let me tell you how thrown off that is. You thinking that that's your player partner from jump. And when you leave, you fucking up trust.
Right.
Let's get to the real. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about some funny shit, but let's get to the real. Your friend can fuck up your shit. It's not fucking up your relationship, but you fucking up the relationship that you have with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That trust factor. If I trust you around my girl, you try to hit my girl, you was never my friend to begin with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So since you was never my friend to begin with, now it's time to get even. I'm a even Steven type person. And a lot of people are like, okay, you done fuck my girl? I'll wait till you get married.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem because you really love that person. I will be cool with you until you get married. I will tell her all the dirt, get cool with her, and beat her back in and put it on tape and put it on YouTube.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rick's keeping it real tonight. And we're talking about, he's brought up the point of marriage and wedded bliss. We got Stephanie in the chat room is also saying on the real, because most people just want to do things out of spite. They don't want to see somebody happy.
Let's talk about that.
They just bitter. Bitter bros and bitter bitches.
Right.
Y'all just mad. How you don't want to see somebody else happy? Find your own happiness.
And you know who stabbed people in the back? Before we get to the phone lines, let me tell you who stabbed people in the back the worst. Man, women are some cold-blooded creatures.
Smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. Motherfucking back. Women, y'all some... And then tell the people that this is what I'm doing. But hold on, before we continue talking, we're about to hit on the lines right now.
Keep it in Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We got a straight 214 number coming out the D.
In 0801. Caller, you on the line.
What's going on, people?
Talk to us, man. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Man, this is James, man, from Dallas. What's going on? What's up, AB?
How you doing, bro? Everything good?
Yeah, man. I can't complain. Man, well, let's see. So the topic is...
The topic of tonight is top 10 signs, that your friends are damaging your relationship. Now, we've covered four of them already.
Okay. I have to be honest, I'm just now getting to the line, so I'm not really sure, what the other four topics were. But I do know in my own experiences now, and this was my fault. See, I wanted to hang with the bros, and I was in a relationship in the past, and it kind of damaged my relationship because all my friends at that time were single, and I wasn't. And so you see how that goes. So I may be coming from a completely different angle here,
I'm on with it though.
But you just kind of want to, it's kind of like the grass is always greener. When you're single, you want to be in a relationship, and when you're in a relationship, you want to be single. So you kind of got to, figure out where you're at, basically. You know what I'm saying? So my experience was my friends were always single. They were always out and about, and, I kind of wanted to be out and about with them. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to have my cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess I may be coming from a little bit different angle here. I don't know. I kind of got the little last bit of what dude was talking about a while ago about women. Kind of spiteful and that kind of thing. But
so let me ask, while you're talking about that, who was the one that left the? Are you still in that relationship now?
Oh, no, man, I'm single, I'm single, and happy to be single.
Okay, right on.
But,
right on. When they left that relationship?
It was, honestly, I wouldn't say I left it, but you could probably say I pushed the person when I was in a relationship out of the relationship because, like I said, I kind of wanted to do my own thing, but I still wanted to have somebody to come home to. I still wanted to have the warm body in my bed, but I was out doing my own thing at the same time. So, coming from that angle, I should have just been single. But, like I said.
James, what's your friends that was telling you, you still need to get some of that on the side,
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It was just like that. It was basically, don't worry about it. Just do your thing. She ain't got to worry. She ain't going to know about it. But, look, man. When you out till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and you roll in, I mean, what are they gonna think? Come on. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say, and you can be the smoothest. You can be Billy Dee Williams, and it don't matter, man. I mean, a woman's gonna think, and even a man. If somebody that you're with is coming home that late, what are you gonna think? And especially if it's happening on a consistent basis. And it could be consistent, like it could be once a week, it could be, every other weekend. Still, I mean, if I'm with somebody and they're coming in that late on a consistent basis, she's fucking somebody else.
Well, maybe ever considered maybe she was working
a double?
Yeah, the had night diff on her paycheck. She worked a late shift.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. No. But question, James, how you broke up in that relationship? Did one of your homeboys try to go back and talk to her and console her, or one of her homegirls?
No. I don't. My friends know, because that would have been, I would have had an issue with that.
Oh, yeah.
My friends don't, look, that's my business. That ain't their business. Whatever goes on with me is between me and whoever I was with at the time. Whatever goes on with me between my friends is between me and my friends. And if the shit don't cross lines like that, not at all. If one of my friends is trying to console my woman, then I'm going to have an issue with that. I mean, that's just not cool, because I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's personal. If, say, I was in that situation, my friend, his woman, was upset and she was asking me about it, basically, what am I going to say? You know, I'm not trying to console her. I'm going to tell him, hey, look, your woman's upset. You need to talk to her, basically.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm old school, but that you just don't cross that line, man. That's a line that you just do not cross. And if you have a friend that crosses that line, maybe you need to be checking your friend, you know, because that's not cool, at least with me.
I thoroughly agree with that, man. I really appreciate the things. I want you to stay on the line, man. I have to come back to another caller. Stay right there, because I want your take on what this next caller is going to bring in, because this is how we do, man. We have callers from all over the country. We're based in Dallas, but they call from Atlanta, New York, Louisiana, Detroit, Kansas City.
Right.
We let it happen, man. We have a 407 area code ending in 4646. Caller, you on the online happy hour. Talk to us. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nikki calling from Detroit.
Nikki, is it cold in the day?
Man, it's about 5 degrees here.
How do y'all keep peace, baby? It's tight up
without here. Without the wind chill. So we talking almost 13 below, but yeah, it's freezing.
So, Nikki, tell us, like, the top 10 signs that your friends are damaging your relationship. Has that ever happened to you, like, your man or ex-man, his homegirl always in your business, or you had a homegirl or a homeboy always in your ear talking about your relationship? Talk
or maybe you had to confide in someone, or someone tried to confide in someone you were with.
I really don't think anyone can damage your relationship without you inviting them in. And you do that two ways. Women typically do it by running off at the mouth, by telling their so-called friends, you know, what their man isn't doing or how their man is pissing them off. Men typically do it visually. While men typically don't sit around unless they're married and have been married for quite some time or in a long-term relationship for quite some time, they typically don't sit around and bitch about their wives or their girlfriends. Men see it visually just by being around each other. For example, my sister at the time was married and has one of those husbands who's always with the boys. Because he's a barber, he doesn't have to keep standard hours. So he's always with his boys. Boys always around, boys always coming over to the crib, and she always had a problem with it. Like, I don't want your friends over here, you know, while we need to be doing husband and wifely things. Long story short, she's in the kitchen one day, you know, cooking, making her husband's plate. He bring his boys home with her, and one of his so-called boys is like, you know, dang, yeah, I know you always here by yourself because your husband is always out with us. I mean, you good? Didn't go further than that, and it really didn't have to, because basically what he was saying is, I know this Negro is never home because he's always out in the streets with us. So basically, can I swing by? So men usually invited in based on what I've seen. Women typically do it by running off at the mouth about, you know, again, how their mate is pissing them off. And I don't think people don't know what's going on in your relationship if there's a united front. My mother and father never, ever, ever took their business outside the house. Never, ever. If my mother was pissed off at my father, nobody in the family knew it, not the aunties, not the grandmother, not the granddad, nobody. And if my father was pissed off at my mother, nobody knew, ever. My mother never, ever sat around and discussed anything that my father did, because she always told me that the person that you're feeding the information to is only going to get that story. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to present a one-sided picture of that person. They're not going to be around for the makeup session. You're not going to call them and tell them how good the makeup sex was, or you guys squashed it and squared it away. Last thing they heard and knew is that he pissed you off, and, girl, I'm getting ready to leave him because he's getting on my damn nerves. They're never around for the good part, because people tend to not share the good information. So you invite trouble in by discussing your relationship. And friends is just like Darius Love Halls, a.k.a. Lorenz Tate from Love Jones, said. You only really get two tops. So if you're a female and you're running around with a whole bunch of girls, that's what you do in grade school and middle school and high school. By the time you're a grown-ass woman, two friends, two really, really ride-or-die chicks, that's doing swell. Somebody that you can really confide in who's going to have your back? Nah, man, two tops, just like a real relationship, period.
Now, Nick, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What if the woman has a whole bunch of male friends, and these male friends, try to get at her, but she like, nah, it's all good, you just my friend. Then she get into a relationship. Is it cool for that woman to stay in a relationship
and still maintain those male friends?
Absolutely not.
Really?
And
I say that because
typically every male friend that I have that is platonic at some point liked me. And that is why he is a friend. No man has ever approached me with the tendency of wanting to just be a friend. Now, these friends that I have, I've had since undergrad, and I'm talking strictly platonic, roll back and forth to school with. One of my boys' house caught on fire one time. He stayed with me. Nothing ever happened between us because I consider them a friend. But the thing about liking somebody, just because you like them, the like doesn't go anywhere just because they don't like you back. So when you get married or you're in a relationship and you've got a male friend, quote unquote, that you knew liked you, it's very difficult to maintain and try to convince your now boyfriend or husband that this man didn't feel some type of way about you, because he did. No man approaches a woman wanting to be her damn friend. I've never heard of it. Never, ever.
Right.
Not in my experience. So I think that if you're going to maintain, I've been able to maintain my male relationships from a distance, because when I was married, all of my male friends met my husband, every single one of them. All of my male friends are now married. And as far as our relationships went with my male friends, it never went past, hey, I hit you up on Facebook, I saw you, or, it's been a couple years, I just wanted to say hi. Or, never anything where we had lunch together, or, he stopped by the house. Hell no. Because the thing about having male friends, they were around before your man came along, and they know you just a little bit better than he actually does, depending upon the level of the friendship. So they already one up in your man as it is, and you're going to throw it in his face? Mm-mm. You cannot maintain male friendships if you're in a serious relationship. You can have friends, but there cannot be a relationship. And it's a big difference between having a male friend and having a male friendship. You got to keep your friends at a distance. Hey, how's it going? I'll see you at homecoming in the next couple of years when I'm there. But other than that, mm-mm.
You said a mouthful. Nikki, stay right there. James is on the line. I got to hear James's perspective from the male perspective. James, I know you're still with us, man, in Dallas. James,
man, I'm here.
Okay, you heard from the female about the friendship level. Is that true?
I agree completely.
Woman can't have a friend.
I completely agree. If I see a good looking girl, and I talk to her, and it just happens to where it don't work out. I mean, yeah, we're friends, but like she said, I step to her because, for one, I was interested,
right.
And I agree with that. And it's the same token. She can't have male friends, and if I was married or had a serious girlfriend, I can't be hanging out with girls. That shit ain't gonna fly. Come on. I mean, because there's always gonna be constant doubt or constant wondering, what's really going on here, because.
Well, let me ask you this, James. What about the trust factor?
I mean,
trust?
Yeah,
trust your woman.
You gotta trust your woman, and the woman's gotta trust the man. But at the same time, we all human, and we're all gonna think the same things. You know, like she said, I can't. There's no way that I could have a relationship with someone that I was interested in, that I would think about marrying, or that, you know, I had a serious girlfriend. I could not hang out with, you know, these girls that I knew before her, because she's always going to be thinking, well, what's up with that? And I just don't, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship with friction. Nobody wants to be in a relationship. They got to, you know, they got to have friction constantly. And I mean, there's a difference with somebody wondering and then, like, trying to control you. Now, that's completely different. You know, I mean, you don't want to be in a controlling relationship, somebody trying to control you, telling you who you can talk to, who you can't talk to. But as far as hanging out, I think it's a mutual respect. You got to have respect. I respect you, and you respect me. And so, yes, I know this person, and you know this person, but, you know, you also know that, you know, nothing's going to go on. So I'm just not even going to put that doubt in your mind by, you know, hanging out with this person or whatever, you know. So I agree with her, you know. So, you know, there's no way that I could accept that. There's no way that the person I was with would probably accept me doing the same thing. So I understand what she's saying, and, you know, I probably feel the same way.
All right. Well, hold that thought, man. I'm going to go back to Nikki here in a second. I'm going to address the blog for just 1 second. Taj, I believe her name is, says a married man who does not put up a front, he is married, I guess, is trouble. Maybe there's a little bit of typo going on there, but, I mean, I think we kind of understand what you're talking about. And Stephanie's back in the chat again, and she's also blogging. You don't keep the male friends that you know are hoes. You know, you keep their asses in the closet. She's going raw with that one. Let's go back. We're going to go back to the signs, man, the top 10 signs of your friends are damaging your relationship. Y'all know this is a great topic. Hitting them with number 6, Rick. You know, they have a bad relationship of their own, and they're not even working on it.
Right. They want to make your relationship better.
Right.
He smacked you upside your head, but you worried about what's going on in my life, you know.
Because you ain't got no peace.
So we just argued about, you know, the side of the bed that we see for now, but you smooth ground your skull, but you want to know
you're
about
right.
It.
Right.
You know
what I'm soap in the shower. Now that's a problem in your household.
Yeah.
Issues. Issues, people. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I want to go back to Nikki and ask her about this topic because she comes with it hard. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Okay. I know you heard the topic, the sign that we're kicking off, about them having a bad relationship of their own and them not working on it.
They focusing on you because they care about you. His girl cheating on him with everybody in Dallas.
I'm trying to tell you.
But he's driving up to Detroit to see if it's okay. Do he need to move the snow out your front yard? You know what I'm saying?
Going hard in the HOV lane with it.
Right. So, I'm just saying, you know, do you think, because I know people like this, but have you ever been in a situation that they got a fucked up relationship of their own, and yet they just like, well, let's talk about you, though.
Right. What y'all not doing right? Let's just not talk about me. Because it's understood that my relationship is bad. I want to knock somebody else's walls down so their tower can't be as high. Can we talk about that, Nikki?
Yeah, you know what? I've never had any friends or associates or whatever that actually had, like, piss-poor relationships and tried to, like, advise me on mine. But I have had some single friends who tried to peddle me that BS about the whole, you know, I'm not lonely, I'm alone. Bitch, the last time I checked, they was the same thing. I don't care what the damn Western Dictionary say. Alone, lonely, you by yourself. So, and I think it just happens to do with, you know, misery, no matter what the level, love company. And some people are just so afraid of being by themselves that they'll settle and just being something for the time being, thinking something else will eventually come along. And that just doesn't hold true for people in relationship. And then for single people who are always trying to peddle that BS about, you know, being single and independent and happy and yada, 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 it's 365 days in a year. it's only 129 days that I can think of where it's cool to be single from a woman's perspective, and that's only a few hours out the day. That's Friday and Saturday night. That's the month of July and August, and that's All-Star
right.
Weekend. That's 129 days out of 365 days. The month of 236, misery. Pure misery. So.
Woo, baby. This is how we get down, folks. I know this is the last show of the year. We have to go out with a bang. And Nikki is smacking him across the forehead with a hot, wet rag right about now, folks.
Can I tell you something, bro? Do you know a lot of the callers and listeners today would be like, these motherfuckers is really turning the game. They really fucking up my life right now because my woman looking at me like, so that's why you with that bitch.
Okay, that's what's going on.
So that's why you always calling her, huh?
Keep in mind
pretty
you're going to be able to read about situations like this in the upcoming book that we have coming out called Second Place Women Who Come In First.
Yeah.
Before coming out the first of the year. But this is something that's just off the chain. So, Nikki, you really think that these women are, not even the women.
People in general. It's just the people. It's people. It's people. I think that the way we live is that we're supposed to always have it together. You know,
okay.
From a man's perspective, men don't cry. You're supposed to always have it together. You're supposed to have your swag on. You're supposed to this. You're supposed to that. When are you supposed to be human? And as a woman, you know, our downfall is we're too emotional. We this, we that. You know, you can't do this. You can't do that. We make emotional decisions. But that's who we actually are. That's how we were designed. You have to be smart about the decision-making process, but make no mistake about it. God designed us that way. So as a woman, when am I supposed to be emotional? And as a man, when is a man supposed to be emotional? These things are never, ever, it's never okay to display these signs of being human to the world. So what we do is we internalize everything, and then we end up with all these crazy-ass mixed-up emotions, don't know how to relate to each other, and then we want to be in a relationship with some damn body. How the hell are you going to function in a relationship with somebody you have never even had a successful relationship with yourself? How the hell are you going to cultivate somebody? You can't even determine that your actions are totally out of line and out of control, but you're trying to be in a relationship with somebody.
I speak on that for real, man. I speak on that. I've told many a friend that same thing. Why? Because I went through it myself.
Talk about that, bro.
And I mean, that's just being real, man. I've dated many, many women that it just wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good fit, and I tried to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for whatever fault it was, whether it be mine or theirs, we weren't on the same page, but yet you try to stick it out and be like, you know what, maybe it's me, let me try to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, for example, maybe people go through hard times, but you don't want to go through hard times the first month you meet them.
No, hell no. Hard times are supposed to come like when y'all have a foundation set, when you all can weather the storm together, because when you're not in it, they're supposed to be your backbone, not 30 days in.
Mm-mm.
Hell, we supposed to be trying to figure out what movie we going to see.
But my thing is, you run into your bitter ass girl who don't have a man. It's cold, and that broad got to sleep with three covers instead of a sheet and her man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the person you go run to and tell your fucking business to. Name a bitter bitch that's gonna give you some good advice. Name a lonely motherfucker tell you some good shit about your relationship.
And that's the thing, I take advice. I take advice from two people. Married people, married women who have been married for at least 10 years. Because, you know, that seven-year itch hitting people heading for divorce court. I'm talking, you know, foundational, been through some stuff. And what people don't understand about marriage is that marriage is not a feeling. Marriage is an action. It is an action of total commitment. Come hell or high water, it's me and you, ride or die. It's not a warm and fuzzy. It's not some fantasy you got laid out with this 500-person wedding and this 20-carat platinum-setting ring. It is not that. It is a total commitment to this other person that, you know what, if nobody else in this world has your damn back, I do. And it's supposed to be this. It's supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to do, bounce off each other as partners. And people, for some strange reason, have gotten this thing twisted. Like, you know, oh, I'm not happy, or this, that, and the third. So this, no, who said marriage was about happiness? Please point that out to me, somebody. Who said it was about me? I thought it was about a commitment. and about a covenant with God and about having somebody who had your back and about being understanding and loving somebody unconditional. Who said anything about, hell, you ain't happy when you go to work all the time, but you go? So I really don't understand what people, and then back to the whole dating thing, like people don't really understand what dating is. Dating is nothing more than collecting data in regards to whether or not it's going, if you and this person like each other. Not if y'all going to get married, not if this going to be your boo or your baby mama, if you like the person. Once you determine, now, once you collect the data. Then. Yeah.
I got a question for you. It's T-A-J
in the blog
stated that a lot of people may get a little, you know, insecure because if she's fuckable, they act different. Which means if the person that's your friend that's the opposite sex, if they ugly, would your spouse be cool with the fact that they giving advice to you? Because, okay.
This is what you need to do, darling.
You five foot four. My girl is 5'9". And you try to give her advice. I'm sorry, let your dick hang it to your ankles. She probably really don't want to fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying? And she probably give advice. Would you be insecure if some Humpty Dumpty bro, she waddles when she walks, giving your man advice, Nick? Would you care?
Really not about insecurity. For me, it would be more so about what it is, what regardless of the physical, and that's what most women make their mistakes by thinking, you know, they got the only piece of gold between their legs on earth, or don't nobody do nothing like them. That's where you make your mistake at. It's really not about what the other broad look like. It's not about what the other dude has. It's about how you make that person feel. And for a woman, you know, Jill Scott said it best. You know, she has this song where she talks about, you know, basically, I'm alone when I'm with you. You don't touch me the way you used to. You don't talk to me the way you used to. I got this other dude in my ear. Ain't nothing happened yet, but I'm just telling you, I like the way he make me feel. And all he doing is talking. Same thing from a dude's perspective. Same thing from a female perspective. I don't care if she looks like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. There is something about this woman. She's doing something you ain't. So while you over there doubting her skill set, you might be one trying to figure out what the hell, how can she even have your dude ear bent like that? If you all that, how can she even bend his ear? Would he even bring and mentioning her damn name? Tell me that. How the hell does that happen? That's what women make their mistake at, thinking it's all about the physical. Oh, yeah, he got this. Yeah, they work together. She loves fat roly-poly, but they had lunch together every day, though. Yeah, she sent them a Christmas card. Oh, you called him and he wasn't back from lunch yet. Oh, okay. Called his cell phone at lunchtime and he didn't answer. Okay. Well, the fat roly poly got one up on you, sis. Cause she's having a date with your man. On your time. He won't be at work making a living, but they had lunch together.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, Nikki's going off the charts. I know, I see him in the blog is tripping me out right now, Nick. You're doing your thing right now.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with what Nikki's saying, or maybe if you disagree and you really finding some underlying factor in what we're talking about,
right,
you might need to call in and prove anything that we're saying is wrong, because I doubt it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Nikki, hold tight. I'm going to go to my man James on this topic, because we got to keep the ball rolling as we hit to the number five. We only halfway done,
man,
but the show is just about on the tail end. Keep in mind, folks, you can follow us on facebook.com/howwasyourweekend and also follow us on Twitter as well.
Right.
Now, keep this in mind. We're going to hit the number five of the top 10 signs that your friends are damaging your relationship. They tell you what you want to hear versus what's right, because now we got to pick sides. I got to look good in your eyes.
Right.
Because even when they're not, I'm going to always agree with you. I got your back.
Yeah. She wrong.
Maybe
wrong.
That goes in, kind of tying in to what Nikki was saying, and you always in that ear. You always got that time. But really, does it really take that? A true friend is going to tell you you're wrong even when, you know, you may think you're right.
Getting mad.
And if they need to be in that mix and they need to be in that just like that, just to say everything you write, well, he need to start wearing Velcro shoes and start wearing them lace-ups. You know what, girl, I'm going to tell him for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him for you because, you know, I see that you're trying to make a better man out of him.
Because he made
sure. And that's my dog. Why don't we go shopping and start picking his shoes out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wear a size 13, even though he wears a size 7. But, you know, it's cool. Let's see how it look on me first. Because I know my boy.
Right. James.
I know my boy. James, you on the line, man? I know you see it. I know you're here about tonight.
I'm here, man. I don't even know if I can follow up to that last one. But, man.
It's all about being real, man. A lot of people,
man,
just...
I got maybe two good friends, man. Maybe.
Right.
That I would tell personal shit to, first of all. So, anybody else is trying to holler at my woman, you know, that's whatever. But I'm saying if you got two good friends, you ain't even gonna have to worry about them. And they're gonna tell you the fucking truth. They're gonna tell you what you're doing, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. You know, that what they're going to do is give you their opinion. And then, you know, if you trust them, then, you might take their advice and shit. And that's just how I look at it. So, yeah, if you're fucking up, if your friends are fucking up and you're, that's your true friend, then, you know, you're going to take that advice. You're going to give that advice. You're going to be honest with them. This is what you think. This is where
you're
fucking up.
Got to be
this is
honest.
Where you know, hey, and that's all I know, man. But
because
like
you
said,
know what, what's happening, man, is a lot of people will hide the truth just to always make themselves look better in somebody else's eyes, and that's really
always.
Not what can hurt and help somebody's relationship. That's not the cool part about it, because if there's a serious situation that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's say, for example, it's something to deal with the child. You're dealing with, I don't know, man, maybe I'm thinking that, you know, we should give our child up for adoption because we're not in a strong position to take care of this child right now. And right now isn't just the best where we are. You know, time's tight, money's tough. Maybe we can't take care of. It's not that we don't love them. It's not that we don't have love for it, but right now, somebody else may be in a better situation to give this child a little bit more love than we can. You know, and they don't agree with me on that. Well, yeah, I take your side. Really? You don't even know the true situation. You ain't even in that household. You don't know what it's taking for them to go through the situation that they go through. But you just want to look better in their eyes. Well, shit, they get rid of the kid, dog. I'm in. Ain't nobody else in the house. That means somebody else can stay in another bedroom.
Right. I can be the back end.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'm in now. They get rid of that kid, dog. It's all good. Because if he get rid of the kid, he going to get mad, and I can slide on in there. That's wrong thinking. That's a selfish thought process. Because what you're doing is you're damaging that household. It's a whole lot more than just trying to get the ass on situations that people just tend not to realize. And that's where you have a lot of your problems caused up, because you're looking for the end result. You're looking for the ass first instead of really trying to get to know and understand that person. Because what could happen, people, is you can end up really be physically attracted to this person. Man, they, dog, she fine. I had to have her. I know that's my boy's girl and all. I see them on rocky relationships. You ever think about why they on rocky relationships?
That broad is psycho.
She's throwed.
Hey, you
he really trying to get out. He's asking, hey, man, look, hey, dog. I don't really know how to say she throwed. I don't want to look like a punk, but, man, dog, she on the cool, dog, about 2 o'clock in the morning, nigga. I farted in the bed, nigga. She started hitting me with bricks, and said, I can't live like this.
Dog. What?
I'm uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? In my eye, I don't know. I got to get out. But, see, you don't know that situation. Now, you come in, and you try to backdoor get in that same situation with a crazy, deranged, lunatic person yourself. Come on, dog. For the ass? Word?
What about this, James? How about this for two, James? When your girl's friend do this, girl, what I would have done was, and
probably I'm sure I probably fall victim of that shit before. Shit, you know, I'm 35 years old. I ain't no fucking rookie. I mean, you know, I done been through some fucked up ass relationships.
But, right.
You know, I mean, the shit like that happens. You know, like
yeah,
I said, I mean,
you know what?
Who are you gonna fall back on? Who are you gonna fall back on? If you ain't got nobody to fall back on, if you just in the hunt for another relationship, well, who can take her place? Man, fuck
right.
That. Nobody. Man, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, it's got to be about, I'm not saying being selfish, but when you're thinking about yourself, you're not always just being selfish if you got your own best interest at heart. self-interest and selfishness is completely different.
Wow.
You know what?
So, you know, if you got some self-interest, which means you need to improve on you, then that's a good thing. Now, if you just mean selfish.
Right, stop right there.
You
want
to just find somebody to make you feel, you know, like, you know, whatever, then that's selfish because then you ain't really ready to settle down. You just want somebody to make you feel, you know, like I said, it's just completely different. Selfishness is completely different.
Now watch this now, because that moves us on to the next sign of, you know, signs that your friends are damaging their relationship, that they think their advice is better than yours.
Right.
Now it's a power struggle. Now it's a power trip.
Then you got to let them do it.
Really?
What are you going to do?
What are you gonna do?
They know more than you do, it's their life. You done gave them your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you done gave them examples. This is why I think this. This is why I think that. I mean, and if you done laid it out there and you done been through some shit and you're being truthful, then you got to let them do what they got to do. If that's what they got to do, it's their damn life. If they make a mistake and they don't learn from it, it's still their damn life. It ain't yours.
Mm. James, you on point,
so,
man.
You know, what are you going
to
do?
But I need you to do something for me, man. We have something special we want to give you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and create your profile on howwasyourweekend.com. I want you to follow us, man. We got some great things coming up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I want you to go ahead and create your profile, man. I have a special gift I want to give to you, especially for Christmas. With the holidays coming up, man, go ahead and create your profile. You can follow us on Facebook as well so we know who you are, man. I got some gifts I want to hand out, man.
Will do. Will do. Be proud to do.
Real talk. At the same time, I mean, I let everybody know we're in a giving mood. We got the Christmas spirit.
Right on.
I still have a few more coupons for the Waffle House for a free side of hash browns. You know, it's on me, dog. I'm gonna go on and hook you up real quick. Hold the line. I'm gonna come back to you in just a little bit. Everybody loves the Waffle House, ladies and gentlemen.
Nikki.
Yeah. Nikki. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to talk to you for a little bit, sweetheart, but we're going to chop it up and kind of move through. I'm going to hit you with the number, is it the number eight, or the number two topic?
Mm-hmm.
They want you, and they don't want you, they want what you have. They really want that other person for themselves as a sign that your friend is damaging your relationship.
Like that movie, Toi. I don't know if anybody saw Toi, but
Taurus.
That's what. Yeah, Taurus. But on Toi, that's what happened where it was a black movie where this dude, at the end of the movie, his homeboy moved in on his girl.
Right.
I think dude went to jail, and now all of a sudden they hooked up. My thing is, how can you tell that your friend truly wants your spouse, wants your mate? How can you tell this?
By the foundation of the friendship itself. People need to start questioning how, when, and why this person came into my life. For example, I had a so-called clink-clink friend. We'll call her a distant associate at this time. We met in like high school, and she, you know, my parents worked regular jobs like everybody else. Parents, you know, middle-class neighborhood, but she came from a little bit of money. So, you know, she was always the chick who had, you know, and I don't know about other states, but we was rocking the real Gucci back in 91, 92. So, you know, high school nonetheless. So,
right. You
know, she was the girl who always had the new Gucci bag or this, that, and the third. And so me, I've always been one of them type of chicks that I don't matter what it is. It's going to look good because it's on me. Always had just a little bit of swag about myself, even when I didn't have it. Give a damn what it is, I'm going to make it look good. So, when we would interact, it was always this thing where she had to prove she was better than me. I was always a people person. You know, I always drew people to me because I'll talk to anybody. You know, I'm friendly with anybody. So it was always this thing where we would, like, you know, almost kind of compete with each other, you know, unspoken and unwritten, but we would definitely be competing with each other because her thing was like, oh, yeah, I got you. And my thing was like, you know what, I don't have what you have, but I still got you. And we actually, you know, worked together for a minute in high school, came back together in a professional capacity, you know, working at the same company, first job out of college. So we're working together and everything, and we're basically still where we were in high school. we still on that same thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we in sales. Oh, I'm going to outsell you. And then, you know, this actually grew into just this, you know, that was the basis of our friendship. We never cultivated each other, didn't make each other better. We kept each other around for the sole purpose of saying, I got one up on you. You know, got older, got married, you know, she got a house built. Oh, I got a bigger house built. And when I actually had to look at and question my own self, I had to ask myself why this person was even a part of my life. Why do I have her as a part of my life? Because I was using her to validate me as a grown-ass woman. I recognized it. I knew it was wrong, and I had to tell her, you know what? We're not even really friends. We use each other to one-up. We're not gaining anything from it. And so let's just, you know, let it just be what it is, which is essentially nothing. So deuces, peace out. I'll see you when I see you. So if people start asking themselves the reason why they have people in their lives, you know, the friendship will never become an issue because you're really not even friends to begin with. So, you know, if your supposed friend wants what you have, really not even a friend. It's somebody you keeping around for some reason, validation, loneliness, you know, just for the sake of time, or we've been knowing each other since high school, so the hell what? And so really got to check, again, back to self. You really got to check yourself and find out why you even attracting these type. Why are you attracting poisonous people into your life?
Wow.
Somebody that would want to damage your relationship. If you're in a relationship that's relatively healthy, happy, he ain't putting his hands on you, he going to work, he ain't on drugs, he ain't cheating, okay, damn, anything else is fixable. Why are you attracting that kind of person that only wants to see you miserable?
But what if
is it about
stank?
You?
What if he got all that in his breast stank? We can go to the
dentist. That's probably just a little bit of flossing. Baby need to floss after breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying? And he probably needs to go to the dentist every 4 months and not every 6. You can work on it. You can get around it.
what about, we haven't even discussed, like, what if you got a homegirl, y'all been cool ever since, and a dude come in and try to play y'all out, try to play y'all against one another. You know, how can you tell on that? You know what I'm saying? We were talking about just relationships, but what about you and your homegirl and a dude
first
try to come
all,
in? Yeah.
If a man ever comes in, a woman should be able to, that's to me, that is a trait of bitch assness. If a dude ever comes in with the sole purpose of dividing a friendship, because I've seen it happen. You know, he talking to one girl, you know, they get into it, he play her off on her friend, or, you know, talk about her with her friend. That's a trait of bitch assness. And any woman should be able to recognize that trait. That's one thing a real woman can't stand. A dude with some bitch assness in him, that you dude shouldn't be jealous. That's a female trait. Jay said it better than anybody. So I don't even understand as a woman how you wouldn't even be able to pinpoint that. Like a dude sitting around with a chick talking about you? Oh, no, that's a little suspect to me. That's borderline little switch hitting to me. You know, no man do that. No man sits around with another woman and gossips unless, you know.
What's on the other foot?
Same thing. First of all, if I had a female that ever went to my man to talk about me, the first thing he's going to do is tell me, like, I'm not sure what your girl was on. Maybe she was going through something, but she was, like, talking major shit about you. And after she came out, the slapping I put down on her, you know, I figured the police might be showing up shortly. I just wanted to let you know. No real man is going to let another broad talk about his woman, period. Good, bad, whether she's right or wrong, period. If anything, you're going to check her. Like, you know what, you need to go ahead and do what you do, and you can talk about this with my woman. So, yeah, that's mm-mm.
Well, she's kicked it off.
Yeah.
I mean, number two and number one pretty much go hand in hand with what that is. You know, they, you know, want to take your side, and bottom line, then they just some sorry Negroes and sorry people who just watching and trying to get in on what you got.
Right.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we hit top 10 signs. I hope you learned something from this show. I hope you gathered something good from Nikki and from James. I want to thank both of them for chiming in. And definitely stay tuned and follow us for the new year, because 2010, this has been a great ride, man. We started this thing off in March, and we've been hitting it ever since on full cylinders.
Yeah.
The show just gets better and better each week. We want to thank y'all. We're going to go back in the next few weeks just kind of play some of the best of shows if you want to stay tuned and listen to some of the great topics we've done throughout the year. for the remaining few weeks, but we have coming up in January. We're going to be popping, baby, like throwing a bag of Ober Redenbacher in the microwave for about 3 good minutes.
Yeah,
it's
right. Going
to be popping strong. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know what the new year's coming out. We got products. We got the live shows. We're going to be doing some cities around the country, doing the online happy hour. Dallas, get ready, baby. We about to blow it up. So, Nikki, thanks. Follow us. James, thanks. Follow us. Keep it real, ladies and gentlemen, for the callers who chimed in, for the bloggers in the blog room, for those on Justin TV who've been watching. This has been great, Rick.
Man,
I'm excited. Rick's doing some traveling next year. He's going to be doing some stuff throughout the country, maybe in a city near you, setting it off to what's going on. So we're going to keep the party going and spreading. Keep the word going, people. The online happy hour is cracking. How was your weekend? It's here to stay. Follow us.
Understand. We got a book, an interactive book, that is coming out. It's gangsters. Second place women that come in first. Think about that topic. It's happening all over the country, baby. All over the world.
And keep in mind, as we started off, for those who are listening, you need to be at Brooklyn's Jazz Cafe Saturday, January the 8th.
Right.
It's going down. We're going to get started at 7 o'clock p.m., not 7:48 CP time. We're talking 7 o'clock, 6:59, baby, be in attendance. We're going to rock it till the wheels fall off. Little music, little neo-soul, little spoken word. Y'all know how we do it, and have some special guests lined up just for y'all. The topic, we'll get to that, because we know what we're talking about. We're going to keep the element of surprise waiting for y'all. So, behalf on the callers, the bloggers, and the listeners, I want to say thank you. Y'all make the show what it is. Happy. I challenge you all to set goals for yourself.
Right.
Write down what your vision is for next year and going forward, and stick to those goals, because we're going to do it.
Right.
And we only can see the top, baby. We thank you for listening. On behalf of our frat, on behalf of our family and our friends, we want to say good night. Go, Mob. We gone.
We gone.
And Merry Christmas.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
2011.
Cause you ain't never had a
coming high, baby. We reaching for heaven.
At night I watch the sky. I take another breath. I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker.